Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities. Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Eric Damon with the National Guild of Hypnotists. Welcome to our show today. This is a special series that we're doing called Meet the Presenters. That's right. These folks are presenting at this year's NGH conference happening August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. We hope you'll join us. Please welcome today's special guest from New York, board certified hypnotist, Donna Bloom. So how many years have you been coming to the NGH convention?
I want to say 10 or 11.
Really?
So, yes, I should look. I've been coming since 2014. So about 10 or 11.
Yeah, 11 years.
Yeah, it's been great. I missed once.
Well, that's all right. You're excused. So, and you've been, obviously, initially when you came to the convention, were you presenting right out of the gate or did you...
I was not presenting out of the gates. When I took my initial training with Carol Deniker, she mentioned throughout the initial training to attend convention. And my attitude kind of in my head was, I'm not going. And then maybe 2 weeks before, I heard a voice in my head said, you're going to convention. And I just got in my car and I drove to convention.
And 11 years later, you continue on.
Yes, yes.
That's great. Now, you're going to be presenting at this year's convention. This is our 38th annual convention, and we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the National Guild of Hypnotists. I wasn't around 75 years ago when it started, but sometimes I feel like it.
Yes.
Well, you're going to be presenting two classes, and with the first one, which is an hour seminar class, is on Friday. So you want to talk to us about it and tell us a little bit about the class?
Yes. So that one is about maximizing your very first hypnosis conference, your very first convention. We were talking a moment ago about that. I attended mine. I went by myself and I definitely found it overwhelming. I never attended a conference like that. I saw the schedule. I had no idea really how to select the different classes that I wanted or what to do or how to speak to people. So my first one is Friday morning to kick off the conference to help the newer people to maybe have a strategy about picking classes, maybe that will enhance their education, maybe where they're feeling that they're lacking, maybe some business classes to help them market, how to decide what they want for themselves, and maybe to pick a teacher or two that inspires them that they could follow and have a relationship with. And then, of course, how to socialize.
Well, let's be honest, that's one of the big things that people get out of the convention is networking and making friends, quite frankly, in the business, as it were.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's great for people who haven't been, you're right. It can be overwhelming. And there's over 180 different seminars or workshops to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you got some insight.
It is. And so I'm doing the class that I wish I would have taken.
Right. Oh, that's smart. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
No, and also, you know, one of the other things that people can look forward to is they do, if they go to the 3-day convention, they do have access to the videos afterwards. So you're right, you know, they can strategize exactly what they need to see in person.
Yes.
Which makes it easier for asking questions or socializing with people along the lines of what you're looking for. So that makes sense.
Exactly.
Excellent.
And like having the confidence to maybe go into the bar at the pub and just sit down with someone saying, hey, is a seat open? Can I sit here and talk to people?
I think that will go a long way when you're talking to people that way, you know, about that, because that happens all the time, every year. I mean, people who don't know each other, they get together and nobody minds if they're a seasoned hypnotist, if you pick their brain about the business and, you know, on different things that you're looking at, especially if you're a newbie.
You can hear it from different people around the country and how it's different. Maybe I have issues in New York with people that maybe don't have this in the Midwest. So my audience is very New York, you know, might have a New York clientele, and the things that I have to deal with them may be different than other parts of the country.
Absolutely. So depending on where you come from, you're probably going to find another hypnotist who's from that same area that you can connect with and network. And
Exactly.
excellent. That sounds like a great class. Now, on Saturday, you have another one, and I'm not even going to pretend I can say this because I can't.
Gotcha. So it's Ho'oponopono for transcending forgiveness.
Now, that is a Hawaiian, traditional Hawaiian practice. Is that?
Yes. Actually, Ho'oponopono is an ancient Hawaiian modality that originally was used for conflict resolution. It's a wonderful practice. I don't proclaim to be a kahuna or a teacher of the old thing. I am teaching the modern version of Ho'oponopono that I've been using since 2014 that literally transformed my life, allowed me to become a full-time hypnotist, and that has changed everything in my life.
Somebody who comes into this course, what are they going to get out of it?
Well, they're going to learn about the four healing phrases. And just, I don't know if you know this, I spoke to Elsom back in 2019. I wanted to present this class. And I said, well, Joe Vitale, you know, taught about it. Joe was a hypnotist. So Elsom invited me for a cup of coffee. He sat down and he told me the backstory. And it happened at our conference.
Oh, really?
Yes, which I did not know, which I'm very excited about. So what I'm going to be teaching is how to use the four healing phrases to clear up programs that live in the subconscious part of the brain, where we as hypnotists work, and how to use those four simple phrases to help us to feel better so that we can go ultimately towards forgiveness so that we can be free.
Right.
And I love it. I love it personally, and I love it professionally.
Yeah, that's important information. Now, so somebody who comes to this presentation is definitely going to be able to walk away with knowledge and information that they can implement
Yes.
Right away.
Right away. At least using it for themselves. So I'm very excited about that opportunity to present on Ho'oponopono and how I use it and how I use it for forgiveness.
This is on Saturday, and so you got the two classes, plus I'm sure you're going to be running around taking other, sneaking into other courses and
Of course.
Yourself.
Of course. That's what it's all about. Taking classes and having fun.
We can't wait to see you at this year's convention.
Thank you.
So thank you for taking the time to talk to us about your classes. And I look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks, Eric. Look forward to seeing you then.
Hypnosis NGH podcast continues. Meet the presenters. Welcome to the NGH Hypnosis Podcast in the Meet the Presenters. I have a very, okay, you want Krista Dorr is your first name, your last name, if you can pronounce for me, because I don't want to mess it up.
Buiculescu.
Now, you've been at the NGH convention before, but not as a presenter, is that correct?
Yes, I've been last year for the first time at the convention. My intention was to come before 2020, but then for 3 years I could not travel. So last year was the first I could actually travel.
And we're glad you joined us for last year, and this year you get to present. Now this is the first time you're presenting at the NGH convention, but not the first time you've ever presented at any conference. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So it's my first time at NGH. However, I already presented in different other hypnosis-related conferences, as well as talks here in Spain or television in Romania, where I am from originally.
Oh, I think I knew that you were from Romania. I just didn't have it written down, but you live in Spain now.
Yes, I live in Spain for the past almost 7 years. And before that, I was living in Dubai for 7 other years.
Excellent. Now, you're a consulting hypnotist, a psychotherapist for the last 15 years, and you're also an EFT trainer. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. I've been training. I first studied psychosociology when I was 19. I started my academic studies. And when I finished my master's in counseling, emotional intelligence, at the same time, I met Beryl Komar and I started to train with her. And then ever since, it's just not a nonstop trip. So I've been training, learning and training ever since for the past like 10 years actively.
Beryl's a member of the NGH and a wonderful person. We've had her on our podcast, on our continuing education. So that's great. Now,
my mentor.
You'll be at this year's NGH convention presenting on Sunday.
I'm going to talk about spiritual hypnosis and EFT and how they can be combined for fast and effective results with clients.
They're going to be information that they can use in their everyday practice working with clients?
Absolutely. So first of all, it's a technique that I'm teaching for people to use with themselves. And then obviously, if there is a professional already doing some other kind of therapies, they can add this new tool to their toolkit. So first of all, one wants to experience it with themselves. So teaching them self-hypnosis and then how they can do basic tapping and also basic linguistics related to tapping and the psychological reversal psychological. That's the most important part, linguistically speaking, when it comes to practicing EFT.
In your presentations, do you do demonstrations?
Yes, mostly my teaching is based on demos because it's the most difficult thing for people to do, right? So I prepare, I have a presentation and I have a giveaway for people, but I prefer them to see how we can structure the steps and how we can actually apply them and see that it's fast, it's easy to do that. And it's also fast. So part of the presentation, it's theory, just explaining basics about fast hypnosis and EFT. And then I'll do one or two demos depending on the time that I'm left to do it, but mostly one demonstration for sure.
That's great. That's great. And I mean, obviously, you know the layout of the NGH convention because you were there last year. So, and we looks like we're going to have a great crowd for this year, celebrating our 75th anniversary. Now, what other types of talks do you do at other conferences? You just mentioned that you're doing one coming up.
Yeah, so I basically do three talks because these are the areas of my expertise. So first, I'm doing hypnodontics because I'm representing Beryl Komar here in Spain. So we have the trademark of hypnodontics, hypnodoncia, which is a Spanish version in here. When we are actively training dentists and medical doctors and nurses to work with hypnosis in their cabinets, and this is with a private sector because in a governmental sector we're still not able to use it. And then I'm also teaching Reiki and yoga with hypnosis together. I just published a book, Hypno Reiki, in Spanish, and I'm actually working right now on to that translating the book in English. So I can spread it with our community as well, English-speaking community. I've been doing some workshops here in Spain with a new format, and people are giving a very good response. So, and then is yoga as well, because yoga, it's a very amazing practice, very millenary. However, it's wrapped into the wrong language. The way we're talking and the way we're guiding yoga sometimes could be limiting. So projecting limiting beliefs into people, so somehow opening the box and allowing people to have a broader view of the practice and bringing it to the earth. So bringing a little bit of science into these practices. So I'm basically speaking about hypnoreiki and yoga and hypnodontics, fast hypnosis and EFT.
Nice. Well, we're really looking forward to seeing you at this year's convention, which is August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And definitely we will sit down again and then talk in depth more about yourself and exactly what you do in Spain and and we'll have that on a future podcast.
I'm really happy and looking forward to it. And I'm thinking of NGH every day because I have the magnet on my fridge. And just when I open the door, I can see the magnet and I'm like one day less to get to the conference. So very excited, counting the days. And I'm sure that we're going to have lots of fun and we're going to learn a lot above all. So thank you so much for inviting me to this podcast and for the time and energy you put into this. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.